It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday, rolling through hour three of the program. Joined now by Jim Holcomb, the Chamber President for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, michamber.com. Check them out there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How's Mackinac going?
Yeah, it was great. Beautiful weather, good conference. Detroit Chamber, Sandy Bruja and his team do a wonderful job putting on that conference. And it was a really great 3 days up here.
I would say better weather than we've had down here in Hillsdale. It's 90 today. It's too hot. It wasn't 90 up there, I'm guessing.
No, we had sunshine and low 70s.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, so amid that great weather, what were your observations? What do you come away with some of the big discussions from Mackinac? I know Governor Whitmer has created a commission to study population loss and trying to keep what she says is the economic momentum going in the state. What were some of the conversations you were a part of this week up at Mackinac?
A lot of it was revolving around population here in Michigan and our immigration ability to attract the talent we need for our workforce here in Michigan. But my overall observation is just it was a real positive conference. A lot of the conversations I had, people acknowledged that we have challenges in Michigan, but I think everybody's committed to doing better and making sure that Michigan's the best place to live, work, raise a family, own a business.
Is everyone pulling on the same end of the rope when it comes to those sorts of questions? Did you hear some bipartisan agreement on needed steps to make sure the economy continues to grow? We don't slip into a recession. There's some questions about how the rest of the country is going to go. But here in Michigan, if we are pulling on the same end of the rope.
I think everyone has the same goal in mind. Certainly everybody has a different opinion on how to get there. But that's the strength of the process. We should be having those conversations. And I think part of the problem we've had in the past is everybody's retreated to their corner a little bit, drew lines in the sand and said, this is all I'll accept. What I heard a lot up here this week was real conversations, debating issues back and forth. And it's those side conversations that are so important of people getting together and saying, where can we work together? Where can we cooperate? How are we going to move Michigan forward?
Talking with Jim Holcomb. He's the Chamber President for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, michamber.com, michamber.com. We're just about halfway through 2023. It has flown thus far. As you look toward the next 6 months or so, issues, priorities, what are you focusing on for the second half of 2023?
One of our biggest priorities, we need to get aggregate legislation passed. There's a bipartisan package ensuring that we have a streamlined permitting process to get the sand and gravel that we need extracted to make sure we can rebuild our infrastructure. We've been talking about infrastructure needs for decades now. We're making some progress, but if we can get this package passed, one of the best benefits is we'll reduce taxpayer costs. Right now, the cost of aggregates that are needed is going up, and we're having to trek them too far from the job site. So we need a better permitting process. We're supportive, and a large coalition is supportive, of putting all the permitting under Eagle at the state of Michigan and really cutting down some of the NIMBYism that is preventing what we need to be extracted from the ground to get our projects built.
Yeah, we were talking a bit about this, I think, last Friday, in fact, on the program. And those sorts of changes mean two things which Michigan drivers should love. One is faster construction, faster reconstruction, repair on roadways because the materials will be closer, and also cheaper road construction and repairs, again, because the materials will be easier to get and closer to where they're needed.
Absolutely. It's essential that we do this. We've talked about infrastructure enough, and certainly the funding mechanism is one thing we have to continue to work on. But the best way to help the taxpayers is to spend less of their money.
And we've got a minute or two left here. I want to make sure we mention the Michigan Chamber being voted the most effective membership organization again. Tell us about that honor for the organization.
It is a tremendous honor. For 18 years now, we've been voted that in the survey of the MERS readers. And it all does start with our members. We have tremendous volunteer leadership. We get great guidance from businesses across the state. And I'm privileged to work with a wonderful staff of advocates and communications professionals to make sure that the voice of business is being heard in Michigan.
Are you one of the more popular guys up at Mackinac this week?
I'm sorry, you cut up there for a second. I'm actually driving back.
Yeah, I was saying, are you one of the more popular people at Mackinac this week? Everyone wants to talk to you.
No, I wouldn't say that. There are many great people on that island. I certainly had a lot of wonderful conversations. You meet tremendous people from all across the state that you haven't met before, and that's one of the real benefits of this, is getting together and connecting people.
All right. Jim Holcomb is the chamber president for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And again, you can check out what they do and how to get involved at michamber.com. That's michamber.com. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Jim. Have a great weekend and a safe drive back from Mackinac.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. That's Jim Holcomb, Mackinac. He's coming back from Mackinac, Michigan Chamber of Commerce. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn more about My Pure Health Solutions. You might be able to lose a couple of meds, drop your blood pressure, feel good again just by dropping the weight you've been thinking about for so long. Steve lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago. He swears by My Pure Health Solutions, and it's real food too. Find out more today, gruberhealth.com. That's gruberhealth.com. Quickly, Governor Whitmer yesterday formed a commission to study and address Michigan's population loss problem, an effort that some Republicans characterized as a political cover to raise taxes. Whitmer says she wants the 28-member Growing Michigan Together Council to develop policy recommendations to retain recent college graduates, promote Michigan's natural resources, and build on the state's manufacturing legacy. Michigan lost residents in the most recent U.S. Census estimate, the first decline in more than a decade. 36 counties experienced population loss, according to census estimates. And big story at the Detroit News. Beth LeBlanc has more information and some political cover, as Matt Hall says, would give her some cover to raise taxes down the road for infrastructure and other things. Hey, the committee said the committee said we got to do this. This commission said we got to do this. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Michigan Medicaid members and those using food assistance programs. Federal changes could affect your program benefits and coverage. Learn what the changes are and what they mean for you at michigan.gov/2023benefit changes. That's michigan.gov/2023benefit changes. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.